Hi, tireless players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Schtumpf, and this is the episode for June 21st, 2024. Happy Fête de la Musique! The nail polish this week is called Secret Gem, so congratulations to Nail Polish Color Quiz winner Rozzy Ross, second time in a row, well done! Bitter, Worm Coil, and Mick Sinak won their respective matches in A Division this week. I gotta say, it doesn't feel like Mick ever took a break from League at all. He's strong as usual. Yurika Mama hasn't entered the competition so far. We will see their season debut tomorrow. Akuchi and Visunar won a couple matches in B1 and are now tied for the lead. Cyrus remains at the top of B2 after three matches. There was an explosion of matches in C1 that left Earl in first position, not least because of a clean sweep scored against the unfortunate Will Wong. Y'all, what is happening in C2? Like, who is modding that division?
Moments later.
Looks like Gazbeck. I hope there have been some stern words with these players. I, for one, find it unacceptable not to be able to report on anything here. Can you please think about me for a second while you're not playing your matches? Incredible. My castle and League newbie Abasiu overtook TS in first position of C3. They both played 5-1 in their first matches of the season, which was, of course, Abasiu's first League match ever, and I would say that's a very promising start to their Dominion League career. Might I remind you that this season's strict cutoff for a placement in C for new players is level 61. Brian has entered the competition and tied Count Mostula in the lead after a 5-1 win against Dr. Lemonspawn. Slow business in D1, Kichebo tied another match, Ultimate Geek remains at the top. AJL828 has not entered the conversation yet in D2. This feels like it could be a close division between the current ranks 1 to 4. Tufte defends the top spot for now. More matches went down in D3, where BeastBar29 shot to the top after their season debut against Scumpy. And favorite mod ALibby1152 has taken over first position in D4 after their debut match against the Burning Skull. Over in E tier, we had a busy week in E1 that left iCole at the top with 71% wins in 4 matches. Will their division mates be able to catch up? The Extrategist won their second match of the season and is now alone at the top of E2. Yikyak entered the competition in E3 and shot straight to the top. Slow business in E4, where Alex Conga is now in the lead, but they only played 2 games so far, so I don't think that counts. Schizolo ties their third match in the best division and remains in first position. Stetmat shoots to the top of E6 after a clean sweep this week. And finally, slow business in E7 as well, where Kotetsu 5102 High and TD Freeze won their first matches respectively and are now tied at the top. In Corn Guild's 2 E-Mix, Derpa, 2 Duffman, and Sounder won their respective quarterfinal matches in the championship bracket. Again, I highly encourage everyone to watch these matches. The mix is so much fun. The last quarterfinals is Brepard v. Alex Kunga. In the upper consolation bracket, nothing has changed except that I qualified for the quarterfinals and will play Nizella tomorrow. That will be good coaching. And in the lower consolation bracket, the Extrategist and Ngober won their respective quarterfinals, while My Castle and Bintin 1 and InforFun and Tony Wild can still fight to advance to semis. For my personal weekend games, I played my Corn Guild's upper consolation bracket match against Redly, and I think they're one of the most hilarious people in our community. Here's a reenactment of our chat. Hi, I can set up a table.
We fight. Please feel free to ask for any undo other than, I wanted to cheat. I don't mind if a little info was revealed after an honest mistake. Is A for fun tourney anyway.
Equals D.
Sounds good. Good luck and have fun.
No you.
Wild.
Very.
I love black market musical note, musical note.
Haha, same. Although sometimes I get distracted by the shiny things in there.
My boon.
Crying smiley face.
Felt good about my start there, but alas.
So many ways to get loots. Very confusing.
I cry.
Colon hug colon.
Do we stop here? Since this is just an elimination bracket.
I think so.
Less than three. I love this tourney.
Good luck in the bracket, friend.
Me too. Aw, thanks. Have a good one.
You report, bye.
I love those energy so much. Anyway, so I'm playing Nuzella tomorrow and I'm looking forward to it very much. I played and tied another league match. HDARJ, the Viking, and I have tied all of our matches so far. Yeah, here's to winning a match at some point. And with that, we have reached SpecChat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. I have read a lot of Martha Wells' books in the past couple of months, or let's say like in the past year. Almost exclusively her Murderbot series, which is definitely among my favorite things in literature ever. I can't recommend it highly enough. It's so incredibly wholesome and funny and just wonderful. It's such a comfort read, a utopia, such a happy place for me. But it's unclear if the series continues, and so naturally I looked around for her other books. So, last month I read Witch King, which is her latest novel, and it's so different from Murderbot! First of all, it is fantasy, and I guess you can argue about whether or not it makes sense to distinguish between science fiction and fantasy at all. At least, I don't think this particular author does, interestingly. But I was not prepared for it at all. I am fascinated by how different in style these two properties are, and I understand that this is the mark of a good author. I don't know, maybe I just haven't read two such different works by the same author. I was very impressed. Overall, however, it was all a bit much. The world is very dense. I don't know if you can say that in English, but there's solid world building without kind of being properly introduced to the world, if that makes sense. Then there are a bazillion characters that I found it difficult to keep track of. And these two things combined made it so I wasn't fully engaged emotionally in the story the same way I am with Murderbot, where I have had to message Becca at times because I was upset or happy about things that happened, and my partner isn't as far in the series, so I couldn't vent to him. Yeah, Witch King, not so much, unfortunately. I really, really wanted to love it, but ultimately I didn't. And honestly, I was a bit relieved when I read some of the critiques because I thought, oh great, it's not just me. Although I will say I think much of it for me was actually the fact that I listened to the audiobook. So there is a dramatis personae at the beginning of the book, which is pretty cheeky, actually. But obviously at the beginning, you can't pick up on that at all. But since it was the audiobook, I couldn't just go back to it whenever I came across a character I didn't recognize or remember. Plus, the narrator was good, but with their accent, some names just sounded the same. Like there are two characters who are important to the story and come up often, and one of them is named Bashat, and the other is named Bashatha. And I swear it was difficult to keep them apart. So, don't read Witch King if you're looking for something like Murderbot. Read Witch King if you want to be thrown into a rich fantasy world that challenges you to keep up with its characters and rules and history. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am @Strumpf, and I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!